This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Happy Thanksgiving. Dan Byrne is here with us, and we're going to hear some music from his new CD. It's called New American Language. We also have with us Eben Grace, Colin Mahoney, Brian Shea, and Will Massasak. The name of the CD is New American Language. It's not the first track, but you called it after the second track.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Well, New American Language just seemed, I don't know, it seemed to hold something that it felt like, it's difficult to say what a record is about in some literal way, but the phrase New American Language just, it feels like contained herein somewhere is maybe that thing.
You talk about New American music?
Yeah, and I guess there's a line, I dream of a new pop music with that tells the truth of the good beat and some nice harmonies.
And a lot of these songs, there are things in them that are topical. You like to do that, right? You like to work the world in?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's pretty difficult to ignore. I mean, I feel like on this record, there's less that's strictly topical compared to maybe some of the stuff I've done in the past.
What about the first track?
First track is called Sweetness. Well, it's kind of a lament in a way. It's, you know, where is the sweetness gone? A smart person that I know said it's funny because the music sounds uplifting and hopeful, but the lyric is a little downcast. Maybe the way the two work together is the way it's supposed to happen.
So, show us.
Here we go. You ready, boys?
Ready.
Where is the loving song? Where, oh, where in the world? Tell me, where has the sweetness gone? Where is the loving song? Where, oh, where in the world. What's
more important to you, the words or the music, when you write?
I mean, you know, there's as many different ways to write a song, obviously, as there are songwriters. For me, it goes in tandem. You know, I don't generally write a bunch of lyrics and then try to find a tune for them, or the other way around. It comes whole. People say, oh, you know, this is poetry or whatever. To me, it's song, and song is a big enough playing field.
To you, it's not poetry?
It's poetry in the way that when Barry Bonds swings, that's poetry. To me, poetry is something that's primarily meant to be read, whereas song is meant to be heard and felt.
How would you characterize the song that's called God Said No?
God Said No is something that kind of crystallized one morning as we were in the process of making this record. And it's something, the themes are things that I've tried to wrap myself around in the past at different times, you know, with varying degrees of success. the notion of going back in time and trying to write things. And I kind of felt with this one like I finally got all of that. You know, it continues, you know, even since the writing of that song. For example, you know, September 11th, I'm thinking, okay, it's September 10th. I know then what I know now. Can I stop it? Or I'm there that morning, 7:30. Can I get everybody out of the building? At first you think, well, of course, if you know. And then it's like, well, what are you going to be able to do? Can you cut through the red tape? Can you cut through the, well, in order to talk to that person, you're going to have to see so-and-so, and so-and-so's on vacation. And I don't know. So I still sometimes think in those terms.
Want to play it?
I met God on the edge of town, where the wind meets the stillness, where the darkness meets the light, where the ocean meets the sky, where the desert meets the rain, where the earth meets the heavens, on the edge of town, I met God. I asked God, do one thing for me, send me back in time, send me to Seattle, let me go find Kurt Cobain, take away his gun, take away his bullets, talk to him. Make him wanna live. Tell him how we love him. Help him see his glory. God said no. If I sent you back, if you really found him, you would only ask him if he could help you get a deal. Knows a lawyer, if he can help you, God said no. I ask God, do one thing for me, send me back in time. Send me to Berlin. Let me find the one they call Hitler. I will stalk him. I will bring him down. I will bring along a powerful gun loaded with bullets. Obliterate his memory. Said no. If I sent you back, you would get caught up in theory and discussion. You would let your fears delay and distract you. You would make friends. You would take a lover. God said no. In time, send me to Jerusalem. Let me go find Jesus. Let me save his life as they try to kill him. Let me take him down
and down from the cross. Take the iron from his body, try to heal his wounds. God said no, if I let you go, if you really found him walking with the cross, you would stay. Your tongue no longer working, eyes no longer seeing, ears no longer hearing. God said time, time belongs to me. Time's my secret weapon, my final advantage. God turned away from the edge of town. I knew I was beaten, and that now was all I had. God said no.
It's a very beautiful song.
Oh, thanks.
Do you think that that's mostly what God does when he answers prayers?
Well, I think that's part of it. I think sometimes he gets a little impatient. You know, I think of him as sort of the consummate artist. And it's like if an artist paints a picture, he's not likely to dwell on that particular picture for eternity. You know, it's like he painted it. It's beautiful. He'll move on. You know, he's probably on the, you know, billionth universe since ours. I'm sure he comes back and dusts it off, maybe does a little restoration.
The idea of God coming to the edge of town, why do you put God at the edge of town?
There's just less noise there. He might be talking to you when you're in the middle of town, but there's a lot of distracting and competing voices. Maybe the guy in the song didn't have time to go to the woods, you know, but the edge of town was sort of where the woods and the town meet. And that's just where God started talking to him.
We'll be back with Dan Byrne in just a few minutes. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.